Well, what do you think of South by Southwest?
It's a crazy festival. I haven't been to a lot of festivals, but I've been to Icelandic areas and stuff like that. It's nothing compared to that. It's like much larger, and people all around, and music all around, and the heat is overwhelming. And
the heat?
Yeah.
It's not that warm.
Compared to Iceland, it is. Yeah.
Well, the name says it all.
But yeah, it's wonderful. Just we are having a great time here.
Where exactly are you from?
I'm from Reykjavik in Iceland.
When did you start singing?
Well, probably just a year ago of some seriousness. I've always just considered myself a guitarist, and a year ago I contacted a producer I had heard of. His name is Kitty, and I sent him some demos that I had self-recorded at home, and we just started recording an album, and then I was a singer all of a sudden.
So when you were a teenager, mm-hmm. I mean 14, 15, 16, what did you think you were going to be doing?
Well, I was always between sports and music.
Yes.
So sports and music was always like as the same.
Important.
Yeah, exactly. And so when I was younger, I used to think more about being an athlete than being a musician, I think. But it went back and forth. So, and then I got injured, and I started writing my own music and going into my own thing more. And yeah, here I am.
What kind of sports did you play?
I was in track and field. I was a javelin thrower.
So. Mm-hmm. And then you injured yourself.
Yeah.
How'd you do that?
I had injured myself just all of my body, but I got back up on my feet. But the last injury was a back injury, and I just decided to move forward and try to think about the music more. Yeah.
Now, your songs up to now have all been recorded
mm-hmm.
in which language?
Icelandic.
Icelandic?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know Icelandic. I mean,
no.
It's...
Only 300,000 know Icelandic, so...
Yeah, I can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And is that the language commonly spoken in Iceland?
Yeah.
Your English is very good. Where did you learn English?
Just in school.
Serendipitously.
I don't know. I think all of the people that are not English speaking learn the English just from listening to music and mm-hmm. watching TV.
What are your lyrics about?
I actually don't write any of the lyrics on the album. My father writes 7 of them, and my friend Julius writes 3 of them. They're just... My father has always been into Icelandic, and like lyrics have always been important to him and me and my brother and my family, and he has been teaching Icelandic just for 50 years or something. And I just decided to... I knew he was much better than I was in writing lyrics, so I went to him.
But you are going to release an album in English, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're just working on that right now. And John Grant mm-hmm. is translating the lyrics. Or just... Maybe just trying to get the meaning out of the Icelandic lyrics more than translating them. So yeah, we're just finishing that now. And the Iceland, the English album will be released in a few months or so.
Have you got a label that's going to release it?
Yeah, it's One Little Indian in Britain.
Mm-hmm. What's going to be the name of your new album when you release it?
In Icelandic, it's Dýrði Dauða Þögn.
Uh-huh.
Which you... yeah, exactly. And we translated it like... In the Silence or something like that, I think.
Do you think your music has a particularly Icelandic tone to it? Like cold and northerly, mm-hmm, and icy.
Some people would probably say that. Yeah, it's not like a... It's more like a atmosphere music.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the lyrics is... or the singing is kind of just like a instrument itself. Just, yeah.
Well, I've seen your YouTubes.
Okay.
And they're very, very nice.
Thank you.
You've got a great voice. You've got great talent.
Did it worry you at all in singing in English? Since like the kind of the phrasing of the words is different,
yeah,
definitely from Icelandic.
Yeah, well, we just worked it out together when John Grant was translating it. We did it together, just trying to get the phrasing right and the flow right, and so yeah, it worked out really well. So
you feel more comfortable with it, I guess, the more time you've spent with the songs.
Yeah,
English.
Definitely. Yeah. People in Iceland, most of the singers in Iceland say that it's much easier to sing in English. The flow is much easier, and you know, the Icelandic language is so
awkward.
So much. No, okay. It's much more, you know, harsh than English.
You know, that's something I have noticed about a lot of singers from all over the world. A lot of them sing in English. I prefer, mm-hmm, to sing in English.
Mm-hmm.
And I prefer to find singers who sing in their,
okay,
native tongue.
Yeah.
Because to me that's much more exciting and,
yeah,
much more exotic.
Yeah.
I mean, if everybody's singing in English, it's all
like
the same.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's what I think is very nice about the fact that you sing in Icelandic. It makes you very unique.
We're always going to have this two types, I think. Have the Icelandic and the English.
Sure,
yeah.
That's very feasible. Yeah.
How do you decide which, like, when to sing in Icelandic?
Just when we are in Iceland.
People understand it.
Well, like, the woman we just interviewed before you was,
yeah,
she sings in French.
Okay.
Even though the name of her album is in English.
Yeah.
And... because I think when you sing in a different language, especially here in the U.S., people kind of are more engaged,
mm-hmm,
almost sometimes, because they don't know the words so much. More,
yeah,
is conveyed in the way you're singing.
Yeah, so. I totally agree. But like, the idea was always from the beginning when we were recording the album. It was like we were always going to do the English version also, and
yeah,
it's just a simple idea of getting to more people,